Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. Okay, let's get back to our lesson. The lesson today is an advanced English lesson, other ways to say big. Number one, astronomical. Astronomical. Okay, well, astronomical, we can talk about inflation. The prices of food are astronomical, really. I don't know what has happened. Every time I go to the supermarket, the price of very simple products has gone up. The prices now are astronomical, all due to the rapid rising inflation. Astronomical. Stupendous. And let's practice here the pronunciation as well. Stupendous, stupendous. Now, this could mean good or bad, yeah? I mean, his reputation is stupendous. The way he played the tennis match, stupendous, yeah? Like, really, really, this guy is top class. I really enjoy watching him, yeah? Now, but stupendous can also mean really, really big, yeah? So, stupendous. Stupendous serve, so the tennis player, I mean, he hits the ball so, so hard. Can you imagine standing on the other side of the net when this ball comes down at you at 130 kilometers per hour? Wow, you wouldn't even see it. Stupendous. So really, really big. But we use this often in an excited way. Okay, stupendous. Colossal. Okay, well, colossal can be very, very big. Yeah, this guy, he was easily 2.3 meters tall. I mean, I've never seen a bigger guy. He was colossal. So he towered over me. I mean, he was not just head and shoulders. I mean, he was almost twice my height. So he was colossal. So one of these basketball players. I remember getting onto a plane in France, traveling back to France once. And it was a very small plane. And this basketball team got on. And these guys, they were colossal. One was bigger than the next. And two guys were sitting in front of me. I could hardly move in my seat because when they sat down, they squashed me. Yeah. So they were colossal, all extremely big, broad, but just the height. Colossal. Number four, gigantic. The gigantic trees. So if you've ever visited any of these forests in America where they have these giant sequoia trees, they are absolutely massive, gigantic trees. You stand there, you couldn't possibly put your hands around the trunk of the tree. It would take four or five of you. And when you look up, certainly for me, I get a headache looking up because they just go up and up and up. They are gigantic trees, like giants. Or if you see that third part of the Lord of the Rings, when there's the big battle scene at the end, when the trees uproot themselves and they march to take part in the war, they are giants, gigantic trees, gigantic, huge, big. Number five, thumping. I woke up this morning with a thumping headache. Boom, 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 really big, really massive, yeah, a thumping headache. So really great way. So big never describes it. Thumping really describes a headache, like somebody playing the drums inside your head, a thumping headache. Number six, tidy. Now, tidy usually means everything in its place, but we often use this to describe something reasonably big. Oh, I made a tidy profit on the sale of my car. I was really surprised. I only bought it 2 years ago, but at the moment there's a real shortage of second-hand cars. And somebody asked me what I wanted for the car, and I just picked a figure out of the air and I told them. And they said, yeah, okay, I'll buy it. Wow, I made a tidy profit, I have to say. I was really, really happy because I was thinking of selling the car anyway. Okay, so a tidy profit, a big profit, a good sum of money, tidy. Number seven, enormous. Well, this is quite a normal word to use. Everybody's heard of enormous, yeah? So there was an enormous snowstorm 2 days ago. There was something like 1 meter of snow fell in the space of 24 hours. Just there was no way you could drive on the streets. They couldn't even clean them. So there's an enormous dump of snow, yeah? So as they call it in America, a weather bomb, yeah? When they drop lots and lots of water or lots and lots of snow and the place becomes deluged with snow or water. So we have these weather bombs or this enormous snowfall. Number eight, hefty. So hefty is another word for big, yeah? It's a hefty price to pay. So you wanted to tell your boss what you thought of him. You weren't so happy with his way of treating you, so you told him exactly, but you lost your job. He sacked you. So it's a hefty price, a big price to pay for being honest. So you have to be really, really careful. Mind your moments. When do you tell your boss you don't really like him? So a hefty price to pay, a big price to pay, yeah? Or if you're going to go away on a holiday and your wife, your partner wants to go to a certain location, when you look at the hotels, wow, really, really expensive, and you tell her, well, look, I'd love to go, but have you seen these prices? We need to try and find some other way. Maybe there's Airbnb or something similar, because the price of these hotels, really, really hefty, really sizable. Perhaps it's the time of the year, perhaps there's some special festival at that time, but I've never seen prices like this. So hefty price, yeah, something really big, you know, really something that you can't afford to pay. Number nine, immense. Yeah, when something is immense, it's big. Yeah, he had an immense impact on my career. So somebody can point to a school teacher, somebody, a sports coach, somebody who was act as a sort of way of guiding you, you know, in this sense that they took you under their wing and they gave you some extra training because they saw that you had potential. So you could say, well, this guy had an immense impact on my career, an immense impact on what I decided to do after school, an immense impact on my sporting career thereafter. Okay, so immense means a big impression. They really helped you. They acted in some way where they gave you extra training, extra help, extra assistance. So you really, really had this mentor by your side, somebody who, as I said, took you under their wing, and therefore you got that special extra bit of attention. And this immense act on their part left an immense impression or had an immense impact on your future career. Massive, okay? Massive crowd, big crowd. So you went to the football match or you went to the concert and this group hadn't played for maybe 2 or 3 years. You certainly hadn't seen it advertised. And when you went there, you weren't expecting the crowd that you saw. It was absolutely massive. I mean, the place was really thronged, overcrowded, people everywhere. They seemed to be in every little corner of the room. In fact, for some part, it looked a little bit dangerous, but there was a massive crowd waiting to see them. Or at the end of a football competition and one team wins and they go home to celebrate, they usually go on an open top bus, drive around the city, and every vantage point is taken by spectators wanting to get a glimpse or catch a glimpse of their team or their favorite player, and they're waving flags and hanging from lampposts. So there's a massive, massive crowd on the streets, massive. Okay, now number 11, tremendous. And again, we use tremendous to mean big, of course, because that's what we're describing here, big. But tremendous can be, you know, good or can be bad. So, oh, how was the holiday? Tremendous. Yeah. How was the meal? Tremendous. How's the new job? Tremendous. So we can use it in lots and lots of ways that would describe really, really wonderful. But when we're talking about big, tremendous, yeah, there's something big happening. Yeah, something really, really monumental, big. Yeah, so we can use tremendous. We won a tremendous order. You know, it's the biggest order we've ever had. I mean, this will keep the factory going for 2 or 3 years. So it really, really is a wonderful day for the company, a tremendous achievement. We've made tremendous advances, you know, in terms of technology. So all of us can talk about the tremendous, the big, the amazing development we've seen in our lives as a result of technology, from those old desktop computers to the old flip-over phones, whatever they are now, we've got massive, massive amount of technology at our fingertips. So there's been a tremendous improvement in technology, what we can do, how quickly we can do things, tremendous. And then finally, whopping. Now, just be careful with the pronunciation here. You can see the spelling on the screen. Whopping means big. A whopping, whopping ice cream. Yeah, so you go to the ice cream van standing in the park on a hot summer's day and you ask for a 99. This is a really popular ice cream in Ireland and the UK. And you get this whopping, whopping amount of ice cream on your cone. Wow. You take a look and it'll be melted before that you get a chance to eat it, yeah, okay? Or you decide to go out, you're really, really hungry, you've been on a bit of a diet for a few weeks and you ask for a steak with all the trimmings and when it arrives on your plate, there's a whopping, whopping amount of food and you're not sure how you're going to get through even half of it because you've been on quite a strict diet. So whopping means really, really big, yeah? There could be a whopping reaction to something, some big reaction to some news. And, you know, it's all over the newspapers, all over the internet, on the radio, whopping, something really, really big. Okay, so there are 12 particular words connected or that can be used instead of big. Let me give them to you one more time. Number one, astronomical. The prices are astronomical. They've gone through the roof. Stupendous, stupendous. The reaction to my article was stupendous, really, really big. Colossal. He was huge. He was over 2 meters tall. Colossal. The biggest guy I've ever seen. Gigantic. Wow. This improvement has been gigantic. Yeah, some really, really big improvements. Or the trees you stand beside and you look up and they reach up to the sky. Gigantic. Thumping. I woke up with a thumping, a really big headache. Thumping. To make a tidy profit, tidy. So might mean neat, but tidy means big in this sense, a tidy profit, a really acceptable amount of money. Enormous, yeah, enormous improvement in the service, a big improvement in the service. Hefty, a hefty price to pay, a big price to pay for speaking your mind, to lose your job, a hefty price. Immense, a big influence on your life, on your career, an immense impact. Massive, massive improvement, massive crowd, massive amount of energy consumed every day. Tremendous, yeah, a tremendous achievement. So he won the race. He hadn't ever run a marathon before, and he ran in 2 hours and 2 minutes, so a new world record. It was a tremendous achievement for somebody running his first marathon. And then whopping, yeah, a whopping meal, a big, big, huge plate of food comes that you're not able to finish. Whopping. Okay, so 12 particular words that can be used instead of big. So like all of these, you won't use them all of the time, but try to avoid just using the simple English like big and large. So here you want to use other words that are not so difficult. Take one or two of them, see how you can use them. You know, look at what you're trying to describe and see, does one of these 12 words that I've given to you, can it go, can it match, can it co-locate with that particular noun? Okay, and if you need any help, you need any practice, come back to me and I'll give you some other examples. As always, I'm here to help you. www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Okay, this is Harry saying goodbye for now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. As always, join me for the next lesson.